Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. According to a recent report by the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, many products derived from marine resources have led to crucial applications in research and industry. Some organisms, for example, have allowed scientists to see inside a cell by means of proteins that glow in the dark, and in the laboratory help to track biochemical processes and understand disease. Icorin, a bioluminescent compound found in some jellyfish, has been used to illuminate the calcium activation wave that occurs when a sea urchin egg is fertilized, facilitating study of cellular processes and the monitoring of genetic modifications. Many other marine-derived products are used in agriculture, industry, cosmetics, and nutritional supplements. Organic fertilizers made from seaweed extract and fish emulsion serve sustainable agriculture. An exceptional adhesive made by the common blue mussel improves the adherence of paint. An anti-inflammatory chemical from the sea fan is used in skincare products. DHA, a fatty acid essential for proper mental and visual function, was discovered in marine algae and is used in a nutritional supplement in baby formula in more than 60 countries around the world. But if these and many other unique chemicals with comparable positive effect on science and health are to be sustained, then we must address the integrity of the ocean as an ecosystem as well as conduct responsible exploration and harvest, deriving the benefit without destroying the environment for the future. Many complex questions are thus raised. For example, at the heart of such challenges lie the rights of a country to its natural and genetic resources, and the resultant intellectual property rights of commercially promising discoveries. The issues of territorial waters and exclusive economic zones are already in conflict between nations on fishing or natural resource extraction, and the problems become even more complex and difficult in the deep ocean, the commons outside existing legal structures and governed in a few areas by bilateral and multilateral treaties. As with deep ocean mining, new systems of governance must be invented, negotiated, and applied in the context of the international law of the sea pertaining to bioexploration, exploitation, and in financial investment and return. Issues of quantity, quality, impact on adjacent environment, sustainability, protection, enforcement, and adjudication. All these questions are raised and pertain whether the organism is a microbe, a deep ocean vent, a marine plant or animal, or a regional sea. The public remains largely unaware of the existing contribution of marine products to daily life, medicine, and industry, of the enormous potential for new science and research that is contained within the marine environment, and of the implication of the availability or loss of these resources for human health. The ocean represents an astonishing accumulation of value as energy, food, climate modulation, fresh water supply, and knowledge. That knowledge cannot be ignored or corrupted by ignorance or indifference, denying the extraordinary implication of the ocean for our universal well-being and the future. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.